WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to another day on Procrastination Killer. Your daily dose of motivation and tips to finally get things done. Today's topic is something near and dear to my heart, building healthy boundaries through effective communication. Ever feel like you're constantly saying, yes, when you really want to scream, no? You know that feeling, right? Like your time and energy are being drained by a constant barrage of requests, obligations, and demands. Well, guess what? You don't have to live like that. We're going to dive deep into how clear, confident communication can be the key to setting those healthy boundaries you deserve. Think of it as your personal shield against overwhelm, protecting your well-being while still being a compassionate and responsible human being. Let's get down to brass tacks, because I've got 5 killer takeaways that are going to change the game for you. Number 1. Know what you need. Before you can communicate those boundaries effectively, you gotta know where your own lines are drawn. What makes you feel stressed? Overwhelmed? Resentful? What activities drain your energy, and which ones recharge you? Take some time for introspection, journal, meditate, or just have a good old-fashioned chat with yourself. Figure out what truly matters to you and what you need to protect. Number 2. Practice saying, no, like it's your favorite superpower. I know, saying, no, can feel scary. Like you're letting people down or appearing selfish. But trust me, learning to decline requests that don't align with your priorities is a huge step towards taking control of your life. And hey, remember, affirm, no, can be kind and respectful too. Next up, number 3. Be specific. Vague boundaries are like flimsy fences, easily breached. If you need time alone to recharge, don't just say, I'm busy. Say, hey, I've got some personal commitments this evening, so I won't be available. This clarity leaves no room for misinterpretation and protects your time. Number 4. Don't be afraid to repeat yourself. Listen, sometimes people need gentle reminders, especially when it comes to boundaries. If someone consistently pushes past your limits, don't hesitate to politely but firmly reiterate your needs. It might feel awkward at first, but consistency is key. And finally, number 5. Remember that it's a journey, not a race. Building healthy boundaries takes time and practice. There will be bumps in the road, moments where you slip up or feel uncomfortable. That's okay. Just learn from those experiences and keep moving forward. Each small step you take towards clear communication brings you closer to living a more authentic and fulfilling life. Now, let me tell you about something that happened to me just last week. I was swamped with work deadlines, writing, podcasting, editing, the whole shebang. But then my friend called, wanting to catch up for coffee. It's always nice catching up with him, but honestly, my plate was overflowing. So instead of saying, yes, out of obligation, I took a deep breath and said something like, hey man, I really appreciate the invite, but I'm super swamped right now with deadlines. Can we reschedule for next week? He totally understood, and we even agreed on a specific time that worked for both of us. It felt good to be honest about my needs and priorities without guilt or pressure. And you know what? It didn't damage our friendship at all. So remember, folks, setting boundaries isn't selfish, it's self-care. It's about honoring your time, energy, and well-being. By mastering the art of effective communication, you can create a life that feels balanced, fulfilling, and truly yours. All right, I want to hear from you. What are some healthy boundaries you've implemented in your life? Share your stories in the comments below. Let's build each other up. And don't forget to subscribe to Procrastination Killer, leave a review, and share this episode with someone who could use a little boundary-building boost. We're all in this together. See you tomorrow for another dose of motivation and action steps.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.